Governor Kevin Stitt wasted no time in signing bills to implement major education policy reforms he asked for in February during his State of the State address. Lawmakers passed House Bill 2078 and Senate Bill 783 on Wednesday. Stitt signed the bills hours later. The Senate passed House Bill 2078 on a 27-19 vote. It changes the statewide funding formula so it's based on a district's attendance the prior year, not the higher of the past 2 years, as is in law currently. Opponents say the change could trigger devastating cuts if a district sees a sudden drop in enrollment, like some did during the pandemic. Tulsa Democrat Joanna Dossett told House Bill 2078's sponsor, Seminole Republican Zach Taylor, she's heard from many constituents who are already anticipating less state funding because of the measure.
Help me understand what I am supposed to tell my superintendents, my school boards, my school staff, my teachers, parents, and students when I go back home and say, we just passed a bill that is effectively going to reduce the money that y'all have to operate.
I don't know your district well enough to know what the effect on each of your districts is going to be that you represent, but I will say, judging by your line of questioning, you will be able to go back to them and say that I voted no.
Several Republicans representing rural areas voted against the bill, including Tahlequah Senator Blake Stevens. He says the state is still experiencing a teacher shortage, and that could leave districts in a bind if budgets vary too much year to year.
You let those teachers go, you don't simply have the luxury of picking up a telephone and calling and saying, I need another math teacher, or I need another English teacher, I need a music teacher.
Shawnee Republican Senator Shane Jett says he understands districts' funding concerns, but thinks they can handle it.
Superintendents make six-figure salaries because we're looking at recruiting the best and the brightest to manage our schools and make sure that good budgetary decisions are being made on behalf of the students, of the taxpayers who we represent.
Many, but not all, superintendents in the state make $100,000 or more, according to data from the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Senate Bill 783 passed the House 68-19. It allows students up to two transfers per year outside their home districts. Again, several Republican lawmakers from rural areas voted against the bill. Tulsa Democratic Rep. John Waldron, a former public school teacher, says together the new policies will create a free-for-all where schools try to court students in order to have the highest possible enrollment.
This is not like running a pizza chain or a muffler shop under free market principles. Public schools have to be prepared to meet the needs of every child. They exist to provide a public good, not to generate profits.
Waldron also shared a letter from Roth Public Schools Superintendent Scott Morgan, who's concerned an open transfer policy will lead to student athletes jumping schools to be on the best team. Marlow Republican Rep. Brad Bowles says the bill's aim is simple.
It gives power to the parents, our Oklahoma taxpayers, to better ensure that their children are going to a public school that best meets the needs of their kids.
Transfer requests can be denied because of a student's disciplinary history or attendance record. Oklahoma City Democratic Rep. Forrest Bennett says the bills will let students leave schools they see as struggling, costing those schools funding and hurting students whose families can't get them to another school.
There are incredible things happening in these schools, but this kind of thing that says this is going to encourage the kind of competition that's going to make these schools strive to be better. They're doing the best they can. They are. The shortcomings come from this building.
Several Democratic lawmakers have said school funding is the real problem the state needs to solve. House Majority Leader John Eccles says families deserve more choice in schools, and the two measures shouldn't be considered in tandem.
The House budget has enough money in their funding for education to redo the 10-17 classroom levels. We'd like to make it the largest education budget in the history of the state of Oklahoma. That will do something for funding.
House Bill 1017, passed in 1990, set maximum class sizes. Those limits have not been observed for many years, however, because of budget shortfalls. In a statement, State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister said Senate Bill 783, quote, holds real promise, unquote, but House Bill 2078 could jeopardize rural students' access to quality education. Hoffmeister was not present at Stitt's signing ceremony Wednesday afternoon. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.